Time for the rural news, or should I say the vegetable report with Monique Steele. Kia ora, Monique.
Tēnā koe, Corin.
Yes, growing conditions. They're good, are they, for veggie prices?
Yes. So fresh fruit and vegetable prices are 25% lower than this time last year. Jerry Prendergast, who's president of produce industry group United Fresh New Zealand, says for the past 10 months or so, apart from a late summer drought in Hauora Whenua, conditions in the country's key growing regions have been idyllic. Rain and warm sunshine have arrived on cue. Mr. Prendergast says as a result, yields are massive and the oversupply has dropped prices for most lines like broccoli, celery, cabbage, silver beet, spring onions and leafy greens.
Yeah, I can assure you, if you're a consumer, it's a consumer's market in terms of the value. I've not seen the value of fruit and vegetables, and particularly the green leaf vegetables and some root crop vegetables. I've never seen the value at the levels that we are seeing now for perhaps 5 years plus. We're seeing values that are 20% to 25% less in terms of value this time this year compared to last year.
But Mr. Prendergast says the problem is that some vegetables are selling below the cost of production, so it's hard for growers to make money.
But at the kind of values we're seeing at the moment, it is very tough for growers, and they've got a choice. They either plant or not plant. The reality is you also might see some increased prices, so you can't afford to take the gamble to say, I'm not going to plant and hope that your business is going to survive. You need to have a program of planting. You've got customers you have who have expectations. The reality is, when you are a grower, it is market pricing. That really means demand and supply.
Jerry Prendergast says to help the sector remain profitable and vibrant, New Zealanders should eat more fresh fruit and vegetables, as despite the lower prices, people aren't actually buying more corn.
Interesting. All right. Dairy prices, well, they're going up.
Yes. The average price rose 1.8% at the global dairy trade auction overnight to $3,708 a tonne. Prices were flat at the previous auction and followed a 2.8% rise in early April. The all-important whole milk powder price rose 2.4% to $3,350 a tonne. Cheddar performed very well, rising 8%, and other products also increased, except lactose, which fell 1.3% to $739 a tonne.
And just to finish, an Australian is claiming what, the world's largest oyster?
They're trying to. Yes, a New South Wales oyster farmer is waiting to hear from the Guinness Book of World Records team to determine if his oyster, that he's named Jill, is officially the world's largest. Bernie Connell has been farming oysters in the Clyde River for 55 years, and after 9 years of work, he has produced a colossal oyster weighing a whopping 3 kilograms, which took out the top prize at the Naruma Oyster Festival on Saturday. Pacific oysters usually weigh in at up to 100 grams live weight, and Jill is almost twice the size of the current record of 1.6 kilos set in Denmark back in 2013. Mr. Connell told the ABC after 5 attempts at the world record, he's finally done it.
You know, 55 years of doing it, I've got nothing else, only hard work, and that's my claim to fame. For 1 hour, the heaviest oyster in the world.
Bernie Connell joked that now he's accomplished the world record, he can finally retire.
How are you going to batter that oyster? I mean, you know, that's how you're supposed to eat them, right? Deep fried, covered in batter.
That's it.
Do you want large oysters? Is that a thing?
Maybe. It might lose its flavour, but stretch like both your hands out as wide as they can with your fingers spread, and it was about that size.
No. That's just, I don't know. That doesn't do it for me. Okay, very good. Thank you very much, Monique Steele, with the world's largest oyster in your rural news this morning. Maybe.